This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
He is a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, twice the winner of the Robert F. Kennedy Journalism Award, a syndicated political cartoonist, political commentator, columnist, graphic novelist, an occasional war correspondent. There is little that this man has done or continues to do that keeps America talking. His new book is The Anti-American Manifesto, a book about revolution. His name is Ted Rall. Ted, it's an honor to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So let's start with the title, The Anti-American Manifesto. What's anti-American about it?
Well, it started out as the Post-American Manifesto. The theory is that the country is collapsing economically and politically, and that if nothing changes, eventually there will be a power vacuum that will be replaced by, in my opinion, the people who are most poised to do that, the people with the most guns, the people who are the most organized, the people who've been thinking about the creation of a power vacuum for a long time, and that's the extreme right. And so the idea here is that the left would step in and take over before that happens. That's what I'm urging people to do. The title occurred, I changed it to the Anti-American Manifesto when I was up one night thinking that right-wingers would accuse me of being anti-American. And as I've learned from reading lots of books from the late 1960s radical period, the best way to neutralize an insult is to embrace it yourself. So there's a little bit of humor in the Anti-American Manifesto, in the title, and there's also a little bit of insulation. And I guess you could say it's anti-American insofar as it is anti the current American government, but it's certainly very pro-American as far as the American people, which is, after all, the people, the government isn't important. The people are important. So that's something that left and right should be able to agree upon. So, it's a provocative title. Maybe it'll sell a few extra books.
We're honored to be talking with Ted Rall. He's online at Rall, RALL.com. You can check out his writings and his cartoons there, and also links to buy his latest books. We're talking about the most recent one, The Anti-American Manifesto, and we will give away a free copy here in just a few moments. Ted, you've said before that you actually can identify with a lot of the alienation and the anger on the part of Tea Party folks, for example, on the extreme right, more so than on some on the left who've, you said, just don't get it. And what did you mean?
Well, people on the hard right, like, for example, the Tea Party people, at least they understand that something is wrong. Something is radically wrong. They understand that the economy is terrible. They understand that our way of life, our standard of living is declining, and that there's people who are profiting from that at our expense. The real difference between them and people like me is who we blame for that. They tend to blame illegal immigrants. I tend to blame the people who, for instance, allow the illegal immigrants to cross the border, and that would be the Democratic and the Republican parties, who will not ever want to secure the border and who also are working for big business because they want to drive American wages down. So I blame big business for that. I don't blame poor people from Mexico who are just trying to feed their families and stay alive. So the solutions are what we disagree about, but at least we understand that there's a big problem, that America is a rich country, and that we shouldn't be in the trouble we're in. But with sort of normal, generic, Obama-style liberals, they don't get it. They don't really think that the situation is that bad. They don't understand. They think that somehow 21% real unemployment is okay. They think it's okay that everybody's wages are going down, except for a tiny percentage of the super rich. They might not like be for it, but they don't understand how bad it is.
We're talking with Ted Rall online at Rall.com. The new book is The Anti-American Manifesto. Ted, can you talk for a few moments about the collusion that we see now between a corrupt government and corrupt businesses? And you have written in your book about the fact that the real leeches in society today aren't the poor who depend on social programs, but Wall Street and corporate America who depend on government and the power of government. Talk about that for a little bit and flesh that out for us.
Well, you know, every single day's news provides a new example of exactly that illustrates what I'm saying. Most recently, there's the scandal related to GMAC Finance. I mean, here apparently, this corporation and many others like it have been evicting hundreds of thousands of Americans out of their homes using fraudulent paperwork. It's not even clear that they even own these homes, the notes on these homes in the first place. They hired robo-signing companies. And there was a really amazing, damning photograph in the, on the cover of the New York Times of three documents, all signed purportedly by the same person. Of course, all the signatures are completely different on four different foreclosure applications. Now, this company is a, you know, if these allegations are true, and it seems pretty clear that they are, this the people responsible, all the top executives of this corporation, ought to be jailed. And the company ought to be seized and nationalized and then possibly sold off for the profit of the U.S. Treasury or dissolved. I mean, and if you think that sounds really severe, think about what happens to you if you, for instance, miss your mortgage payment to a company like GMAC. If you fall behind, there's not any, you know, no one has any mercy on you, but you're not connected to the government. In terms of GMAC, nothing much is going to happen to these guys. They may get a slap on the wrist, but there's no way that their executives are going to prison. There's no way the company is being seized. But you end up out of your house if you don't pay your mortgage. This is what I'm talking about. It's corruption. If the government were working for us, they would come down like the fist of God on a company like GMAC or Goldman Sachs or Citicorp or AIG. Instead, it's amazing. They're actually giving these evil companies our tax dollars at a time when that money should be used to help the American people, help save distressed homeowners. You know, I mean, I don't understand, for instance, why even there's even foreclosures even allowed in this current economy. I mean, if you lose your job, you shouldn't be required to pay your mortgage until you find another job. And it's, to me, like, really basic in terms of just preserving basic fairness and not to mention social stability, not to throw families out on the streets. But we don't have a company, we don't have a government that cares enough about us as people to even consider something like that.
We're talking with political cartoonist and columnist Ted Rawl. He is online at rawl.com. His new book is The Anti-American Manifesto. And Ted, you're calling for revolution, and you mean that in a violent sense, that it is time, it is past time now for people like us who are getting screwed by a government that does not serve us, but that serves other special interests and wealth and privilege, to do what exactly? What does revolution look like in this day and age?
No one knows what any new revolution will look like exactly. Revolution is the radical subversion of the existing political and economic system by something new. Now, in the Anti-American Manifesto, I definitely tip my hat in terms of what my politics are. It's very clear that I'm a lefty, but I also make clear that I'm not going to sit there and lay out a specific plan for what comes next, at least not in this book. I'm working on another book that will do that. And the reason I do that is because once you overthrow the government, you do not know what comes next. The truth is we don't even know what the American people want or how they want to be ruled, because the vast majority of eligible voters don't vote, and many of the people who do vote are really not happy with either of the two parties. But they vote for them as just in terms of the lesser of two evils. So what we're talking about is wiping the slate clean and having the messy national discussion that sometimes involves violence that determines what will come next. Now, in terms of why I'm calling for revolution, I'm calling for revolution because the system as it currently stands is very clearly broken and cannot be fixed. Barack Obama has proven that it can't be fixed. You're not going to get a president or a leadership that is more to the left, more progressive, smarter than he is. He is the best that they've got, and he is powerless or so corrupt, I don't know which, but either way, he's either powerless or he's corrupt, and he can't make the changes that we need to see. The changes that we need to see involve putting people before corporations, involve stopping shipping $6 billion a week to occupy Afghanistan and Iraq, to stop paying $1.4 trillion to banks that don't need money while nobody's got it here, et cetera, et cetera. There isn't a jobs program. The economy is melting away. There's been no attempt whatsoever to create jobs. That's crazy. That's just got to stop. A system that can't even do that is not worthy of continuing.
And why is it you think that we have, we're talking with Ted Rall. The new book is The Anti-American Manifesto. He's online at rall.com. Why is it you think that people who are smart people who love this country and care very deeply about the principles upon which the country was founded continue, whether on the right or the left, I don't care, to put people into office who just turn around and screw them and continue to use the power of government to benefit corporate interests at the expense of freedom?
Well, the truth is that we don't have a democracy in the United States. What we have is a two-party monopoly, a duopoly. So the two parties represent a very narrow place on the political spectrum. I mean, if you imagine a political spectrum from far left to far right, where the far left is occupied by hardcore Marxist communists and the far right is basically not neo-Nazis, and you imagine every political stripe in between, Christian Democrats, Democratic Socialists, Libertarians, et cetera, you would see that really the United States, the American people have never really had the option to choose candidates who they support. I mean, imagine, for instance, if you're a liberal and you're like me, you're opposed to globalization and free trade agreements. Who are you going to vote for? Both the Democrats and the Republicans are in favor of them. Let's say, on the other hand, that you're pro-life, anti-abortion rights. Well, who are you going to vote for, the Democrats or the Republicans? The Republicans pay lip service to being opposed to abortion, but in reality, they really don't do anything about it. So the truth is that on issue after issue, there's no way for the American people to vote for a candidate that agrees with them. So they're voting for what they've got. They are forced to choose between the lesser of these two evils, and that's why they're flailing. The anger is manifested by the increasingly shorter cycles that we see of backlashes. I mean, you know, it used to be 8 to 12 years where one party would have dominant rule, and then the people would get angry at them and throw them out and give the other party another chance. That cycle is getting tighter and tighter. Now we're down to 2-year cycles. And, so the Republicans are going to sweep probably in November, and probably the Democrats will sweep back in 2012 if the country is still left. And it's not because people are voting for the Republicans this year. They're voting against the Democrats. They just are stuck. It's not the fault of the people. The system sucks. That's why the system's got to go.
We're talking with author Ted Rall. His new book is The Anti-American Manifesto. Ted, you did some work as a war correspondent in Afghanistan, and I'm interested in your take on your real takeaways from that experience and what you think that most of us back here at home don't get or don't know that you saw firsthand.
Well, it was a really interesting experience. I was there in 01, right during the U.S. invasion in November, December, and then I returned this past August, 9 years later. So I was kind of there at the beginning of the beginning of the end. I should say I was there at the end of the beginning back in 01. Now I'm here at the beginning of the end. And it was a big change. There's a lot more infrastructure than there used to be. There's some paved roads. There's better cell phone service than there is in the United States. There's some new buildings going up. Certainly a lot of small businesses are doing quite well. And so you see some cities that have really grown and bustling, traffic replacing donkeys, kind of amazing. It used to be the 14th century there. But on the other hand, the security situation is even worse. The defeat of the Taliban has come at a very high price for the Afghan people. Now the neo-Taliban, who are even worse than the original Taliban, because these guys are gangsters and thugs and kidnappers and rapists, whereas the old Taliban were, if nothing else, honest and trustworthy and not corrupt, which means a lot in a country like Afghanistan. These new guys are really scary, and the Karzai government is unable or unwilling to provide any kind of basic security for the Afghan people. So the nights are uncomfortable place, and even during the day, there's brazen Taliban activity, and I saw lots of stuff that was, you know, kind of surprising from that point of view. I mean, there was almost no American troop presence at all. And certainly, because they're all in the remote mountains fighting near the border with Pakistan. But in a weird way, the war is irrelevant to the Afghan people. It's really chasing shadows, and it's really more about trying to manipulate the politics in Pakistan's tribal areas. But meanwhile, the security situation in Afghanistan is really kind of just anarchic. But the Afghan people really that we met were much more pessimistic this time around than they were in 2001. It feels like you're looking at people who are staring into the abyss, and they know that what's coming is not good.
Ted Rall, he's online at rall.com. His new book is The Anti-American Manifesto. Ted, it's been a terrific honor to talk to you, and I hope that we might be able to do this again one day.
Anytime you want me, I'm here. Thanks a lot for having me.
Terrific. Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's Ted Rall. He's online at rall.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.